Go through it, tell you what, there's something. But if we somehow do, we've got part of me.
Apologetics for the Next is in your ears for another week, and some of the best hits of the past, parodied with Christian lyrics, as only our favorite band can do. I'm Jerry Q, and here is Apologetics lead singer, lyricist Jay Jackson.
Hey, Jerry, it's great to talk to you again. It's great to talk to you listeners out there. We have a special treat for you today. We have a brand new CD we'd like to share with you. Our latest CD, Unchained Medley. Unchained Medley. I'll explain the title in a moment, has just hit the shelves, finally. And it's been available for order for about a month now, but it's finally in stock, and we are shipping them out to people. Plus, people can get it online through us immediately. But as I said, the CD is called Unchained Medley, and why it's called that is, back in 2011, on a previous CD, we did a medley called Octagon But Not Forgotten. It was an 80s medley of 10 songs. And for years, fans would say, oh, man, I wish you would do full-length parodies of these. Are you ever going to do that? And I didn't intend to, but they finally wore us down, and I'm glad they did. And so the songs we're playing today on this CD, the first 10 songs of today's show, our first 12 songs, first 10 songs of today's show are from that medley, which had 10 songs. And then we have two more songs from the 80s that we put on that CD. And and then at the end of the show, we got two songs from the 70s for you, too. But anyway, so these parodies, we're going to start out today with, we already did three of them for you, and I'll back announce them for you. We did Redax, which is a parody of Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, a top 10 hit for them in the winter of 84, 85, and a huge hit in England, the number one hit in England, one of the biggest hits of all time in England. Then we have Bartimaeus Eyes, a parody of Betty Davis Eyes, which was a number one song for 9 weeks in this 1981. Then we have Sweet Jesus Made a Whip, a parody of Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, a number one song for Eurythmics in 1983. Those are three we started with today. And the next three we're going to do include the first hit by Corey Hart, Canadian singer-songwriter. The song's called Sunglasses at Night. Our parody is called Psalm Passage at Night. He says, I read a psalm passage at night, and I do. With my wife, I try to read the Bible in the morning myself every day, but we also try to read a passage from the Psalms every night. And then we have a song about the Psalms, a specific psalm, the biggest psalm. It's called 119th Psalm. It's a parody of Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran. And then finally, we'll close out this particular set with a parody by Thomas Dolby, a parody of Thomas Dolby by Apologetics. This song was called She Blinded Me with Science. It's a number five hit from the spring of 1983. And ours is called They Blindly Speak of Science.
At night, so I can watch the way they prayed in olden times. And I read my psalm passage at night, so I can keep scraps of scriptures in my mind. Oh, I sleep. My security, and he's got a hold of.
Speak of science.
Our listeners grab a hold of Apologetic's many albums, maybe a single or their complete collection, Jay?
Well, one of the ways they can do is just go to our website. Just remember to say it, spell it like the name of the show, which is Apologetics with an X. So the real word Apologetics is spelled with a CS at the end, like C.S. Lewis. Ours is spelled with an X at the end. So that's Apologetics with an X. You can also find our stuff on iTunes, Amazon, MP3, Spotify, Pandora. The new CD is not on any of those yet. It's only through the website, though. Just remember, spell the name right, Apologetics with an X. And you hear songs like this. These are the next three from the latest CD, Unchained Medley. We have One Thing Leads to the Father, which was a top five hit for The Fix, called One Thing Leads to Another. Then we have a number one hit for Hall & Oates, originally called I Can't Go For That, No Can Do. Ours is called I Can't Grow From That, Nor Can You. And then another song about stretching out through growth and the fact that even in the midst of trials and suffering, God does amazing things for us and we should rejoice in them. So hip, hip, hooray for trials and suffering, right? It tells us that in James chapter 1, this verse deals specifically that, James 1, 3. And it's a parody of Take On Me by A-ha.
that's enough, because the Father he calls. But when you're wrong and you don't decide to go on this road, you're on another empty street. I know the truth and the way. Read John 14. One thing leads to the Father. You tell me that I'm wrong. I've been a Christian too long, my friend.
Apologetics for the Next. So I know you have a companion directory of all your music along with descriptions of some of the lyrics. Tell us about that book, Jay.
Well, it's funny you should call it a companion directory, Jerry, because my companion, my helpmate, my lovely wife, my best friend, Lisa, has so much to do with this songbook, because I write the songs, I write the lyrics, and I write the journal entries, but she puts it all together and cross-references, because we have a digital songbook, comes out every 2 years, and has over 800 songs. It's going to have about 800 songs at this next edition. The last one had 700 some. Anyway, it's cross-referenced our parodies. Goodness gracious, you can cross-reference them by original year of the song we spoofed, original artist, original title, theme, Bible verses, and you just dart through this thing. The document is well over 1,000 pages long already. She's been working on the latest edition, which will come out in January, but the one came out in January 2023, and she's been working on the next edition ever since, literally. I mean, she's working on it now. Anyway, it's a wonderful thing, and but my wife is just a wonderful woman. And these three songs will be in it. They're coming up. They're the last three from the new CD. We have Wicked. It's a parody of Whip It by Devo. We've actually spoofed that song a couple of times. We did it on Samson's called Clip It, but this one's called Wicked. I remember when I was a kid, a new kid moved into the neighborhood. He had just lived in Massachusetts, and he was saying something was wicked. He said, "That's wicked good." And I'm thinking, how can wicked be good? And I've never let him forget. He's still my friend today. But anyway, that's what that parody is called. It's because Christ makes wicked good. Then we have two songs that were not originally in the medley, but close out the new CD. They're both from the early 80s. We have a parody of Little Genie by Elton John, which is a number three hit, I think, for 6 weeks in the summer of 1980. Ours is called Little Jesus, Simeon's song. It's about Simeon in the book of Luke, Gospel according to Luke, in the early days of Luke, when Jesus was presented to the temple, and then presented in the temple. He's presented to the Lord. Then we have Magi, which is a parody of Magic by The Cars from the summer of 1984.
Just left. Check on the facts. Babe, your heart was black. Well, you probably done some wrong. You was wicked before you'd been around too long. You was wicked. To summarize the song, you was wicked. We're wicked. It's a shame. Change it up. Get straight. Grow current. You may say I'm too defective, but God can make the wicked, wicked good. We're not good, so turn around. You was wicked, you won't get forgiveness now. Confess you're wicked, no one gets to say I'm still not wicked. Christ makes wicked, wicked good. Christ makes wicked, wicked good. Get yourself equipped. Step on the past. Pray, read Romans fast. When the gospel comes along, do not skip it before the seed sets out too long. You must grip it, and once you're growing strong, do much with it. We're wicked. It's a shame. Change it up. Get straight. Grow pure. You behave like you're infected, but God can save. He'll fix it. Hebrews 8, check it out. Acts 3, Romans 4, prove a way. I do detect it, that God can make the wicked good. little Jesus. Just got short such love, little Jesus. In a place where there is strife, he gives eternal life and peace. Oh, little Jesus, you brought hope from above. Little Jesus, I see you in my hands, a baby not a man, can it be? And I won't need to see life after that. I'm wanting your sweet young mother. Oh, there are others who will treat you cruel, but oh, Jesus, always got some too. Little Jesus, you've got so much time. Little Jesus, though I'm all beyond my use, the Spirit tells me news of you. Oh, little Jesus, got so much time, living, breathing, but your permanent love goes past. A person's lonesome last breath too. And I won't need to see life after that. I won't need to see Christ suffer.
Into a life full of bad deeds, saving the life.
They're staring up right now. Someone's coming from there to find a miracle child. They'll see him under the big light. Follow that, 'cause it knows they're not Jews, but they're pleased to bring him some frankincense and gold. And though it's getting cold, oh, gotta roll on through, gotta roll on through, they gotta roll on through the night. Gotta roll on through, gotta roll on through,
gotta roll on through.
That's right. Quite late now. I know they came a distance and they planned some route. I see them under the big light. Got stars in their eyes. Not far till they make it. Do you realize? I came for Christ. They gotta roll on through, gotta roll on through, gotta roll on through the night. Oh, gotta roll on through, gotta roll on through,
gotta roll on through.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, there's no end to the songs that Apologetic continues to parody. In fact, they've got something old that's new again. What's new this week, Jay?
Hey, Jerry. Well, I mentioned earlier in the show we'd have some for you 70s lovers. And I grew up in the 70s and the 80s too, but my childhood in the 70s. And so I remember these songs very fondly. And this year we've been doing a number of songs from 1974 because they're part of a project for our 74th CD. It's the 50th anniversary of 1974, and our 74th CD will be called Apologetics 74. It's not out yet, but it's the one following up Unchained Medley. And these are two of the songs from it. The first one was originally called Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. If you were alive back then, you remember it. And if you've seen Kung Fu Panda, you might have heard a new remake by CeeLo Green. Anyway, ours is called One Through Fighting, and it's done, that's one, W-O-N, through fighting. And it's about spiritual warfare, and the battle is not won through fighting on our thing. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities. And the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but they are mighty because they come from God. Anyway. And the last song today is one fondly remembered. It's one of the few singles in history to sell 10 million copies. It was originally done by Jacques Brel, and English versions were done by the Kingston Trio, and the Beach Boys even did an attempt. But the guy who made it a huge hit was a Canadian singer-songwriter named Terry Jacks, who had already had a previous hit with his wife Susan Jacks under the Poppy family called Which Way You Going, Billy. But this one was even bigger. That was a number two hit. This was a number one hit, called Seasons in the Sun, and our parody is called Jesus is God's Son.
If the battle was won through fighting, most cats wouldn't last an eye blink. If that was a little bit surprising, it's 'cause the foes have extra size strength. They will undermine a man who's tough but kind of proud. They will soften him up, they will topple him down. Just try to be smart, 'cause if you're not, to ruin your heart. When Satan tries his tricks, read in Zechariah 4:6. If the battle was won through fighting, most cats would last an eye blink. If that was a little bit surprising, yeah, yeah, it's 'cause the foes have extra size strength. They will punch you in the chin with little selfish thoughts. They said, now break out the big guns, ha! Let's get at God. He took them all and made them scram, started saving us from them. Wrote Ephesians chapter 6. Now let's stick to the plan and script. If the battle was won through fighting, ha! Most cats would last an eye blink. If that was a little bit surprising, demons have extra size strength. Ha! Oh yeah.
Trust in him. We know he'd never deceive or lie or sin. Whenever we cry, he'll bring peace. Learn his laws and praise his deeds. Give him our hearts, he'll send our needs. Good Bible sense is hard to find, with all the person saying sin's a lie. I'll bet they'd string us in the air, the world of every prayer. Think I'm dreaming, well beware. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus is God's Son, but we still have declined words of Jesus all the time. If I pop off, please pray for me. I was a black sheep running randomly. Played hide and seek with Christ so long. Too much time spent doing what's wrong, but the power of God was strong. Good Bible prophets start to die when other persons say that sin's a lie. Malefactors spring up from thin air with a chilling, deadly stare. Enjoy being numb. We know Jesus is God's Son.
faith and love can help them find the sun. So let me strive while I'm around to acknowledge common ground. I'm just a sheep that's lost and found. Good Bible help is hard to find. With all the persons saying sin's a lie, now that they scream it isn't fair. And speak up boldly there. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus has got some.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.